A little bit of nerves before you do something new or challenging isn't such a bad thing. It often shows that that thing has some importance and you want to do your best. So producing a burst of nervous energy for a short time can be beneficial, sharpening you up mentally and physically to elevate performance for a better outcome of that thing that you're doing. But if nervous energy is allowed to grow out of control, our emotional, physical, and mental energy become run down, resulting in exhaustion. Exhaustion is tough for anyone and is even more challenging for people suffering from various health conditions. Related symptoms such as pain return or they increase. You feel weak, frustrated, frightened, anxious, low or depressed, and you may even doubt yourself. It's not always easy to stop nervous energy at the point before it starts to burden our immune system. But when we're aware of how it changes our physiology, we are better prepared to respond to our temporary crisis in a more effective way. Today, I share a story about the power of nerves. And in this, the first of two episodes, I talk about how my own nerves almost got the better of me, threatening to create chaos and havoc for an organized event that I was preparing to be part of a few years ago. And in part two of this episode, I'll be talking again about the power of nerves as we all experience challenges brought about by the pandemic. My story. This weekend I was singing in my husband's band and I was going to be singing in the second half of the evening. So generally the guys go to the venue a bit earlier and they set up, and then I turn up maybe about an hour and a half later, carry on with the sound checks, and then maybe an hour after that the gig starts. Well, in the evening, my husband had gone off with all the PA and all the bits and pieces, and I laid out my clothes to wear and made sure that I had something to drink, things to hydrate myself, made sure I'd taken my supplements, and was just generally pottering around. And then I felt like there was this voice in my head, and it was asking me certain questions like, is that the right top to be wearing? It's going to be really warm in there. And oh, what about your shoes? Where are you going to park? Are you going to find somewhere to park? Because you can't park too far away, because you'll then have to pull out your walker and walk to the venue. And have you warmed up your voice? Have you remembered your lyrics? All of these things, all of these voices were coming into my head. It's not unusual to actually have your last minute things going on, but I just felt like my head was full of these noises. I couldn't complete the answer to one of the questions before another one jumped in there. And slowly but surely, I then started to realize and feel that I couldn't move, I couldn't walk. I suddenly had this lack of energy, and I kept thinking, oh well, it's warm outside, that's why, you know, if you've got a heat intolerance, and oh, maybe I need to eat, that's probably the problem. And I had all these things going on, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it's the other. And really it was not much more than the hyperactivity of my nerves meant that my body froze. It didn't know what to do with itself. I couldn't move. I felt that I was trying to do things, but nothing was happening. But I decided that it was a good idea just for me to take my time and not push myself, just breathe through the whole thing. Putting on my clothes, walking down the stairs to get the key to go to the car. I got in the car, I looked at the time, and I couldn't believe it had taken me an hour and a half to do what I would have considered to have been something that would have taken me no more than about 20 minutes. So of course, by now I'm starting to panic a bit more, because I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to be late for my, you know, the sound check. So I had to sit down in the car and tell myself that I was going to be late I'd be late. So I sat in the car and I breathed and I reminded myself that this was just my nerves. When the nerves start becoming hyperactive, it actually can really stop you in your stride compared to just feeling nervous. So I had to talk some sense to myself. Once I'd done this, I put the key in the ignition and I drove off. Interestingly, when I got to the venue, my husband was there to meet me. He took my music bag with my tambourine and all my other bits and pieces in it, my music, and he left me free to use my walker to walk into the venue. And once I was in there, after maybe 2 or 3 minutes putting down my music bag, making sure my mic stand was in the right position, my whole body seemed to just come back to life again. I was moving again without dragging myself, without nervousness and tenseness. So the point that I have to make is, if you are somebody who experiences certain things that happen, you know, with your body, it's always worth thinking about whether your nerves are just overactive, they're just playing up, they're firing out. Because it may be the case that you as well have to sit down and breathe through things and talk about in your head what could be happening with your nerves. Why is this happening? And that was my real saving grace, because once I was relaxed again and I got onto the stage and started singing, I had a great time. I really did. And I came home still with lots of energy. Of course, by this time, you know that you're just the excitement and the nerves and your body's still going just because it's working on the adrenaline. And as long as I took some time out to rest and recuperate, I'd be back to that great place again where I could start thinking about and celebrating all the achievements that I'd had going and being part of this event. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.